Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Okay, cool. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we shall go on. We'll go over to Haim.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hi, Mastin. Good, good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
All right. So what is your outcome?
My outcome, I feel, is forgiveness. And it's self-forgiveness. And I'm frustrated because I'm doing all this work, but I still feel really stuck in letting go of pain that I feel I've caused to other people in my life.
Sure. So what would have to happen for you to forgive yourself?
That's where I seem to be stuck.
I can give you the answer.
Please do.
You have to give up your pride.
That's a big one. What if not ever even thought of that?
Well, people who don't forgive think that pride is more valuable than forgiveness. And it makes sense because when we don't forgive, we think usually there's two reasons why people don't forgive. Usually they think if I forgive someone, then I justify what they've done to me. Like it's like I'm saying that's okay. Or the other fear is not just am I justifying what the other person's done to me, but God will send me something worse and more pain will come. So I like the devil that I know versus the devil I don't know. And that's all about pride, because there's a level of pride that says, I mean, what is pride, right? Pride is not just necessarily just like pride in winning a gold medal for your country. That's a higher calling of pride. This is like, I have to be right or I will die.
See, for me, Mastin, yeah, it makes sense. For me though, I feel like I find it easier to forgive others. Like I'm able to do that. I'm able to forgive others, but it's myself that I'm stuck on.
Right. Well, then if you can't forgive yourself, you haven't forgiven others.
Okay. Wow. It's like that's super. Whoop, sorry.
The dog agrees, by the way.
That just really surprises me because I really feel like I've done that work and I got to that place, but obviously
that's like saying I worked out for 2 weeks and I got some exercise in and I haven't lost all the weight. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like there's this idea that like I did it. It's like, no, this is your work. It's something that you live with. It's like it's a trauma. A trauma is like a wound that you live with. And it gets better and better and better. And ultimately it becomes a teacher. Ultimately it's like a pearl. Like a pearl starts out as a wound to the oyster. Mm-hmm. And it becomes something beautiful over time. Right. So like this is a wound that can turn into like a pearl within you, but you have to be willing to give up the pride that says, I have to be right here. Which is, and what you want to be right about, like the pattern wants to be right about, is how shitty of a person you are. So if you're willing to give up the idea that you're a bad person and that you actually are a good person, then we can start to address the guilt and the shame is underlying that. And no amount of watching videos is going to help you do that if you won't admit to yourself you actually are a good person and you did the best you could from your perspective, and so did they. And ultimately what you're really resisting is the sadness associated with the guilt of what you think you did. Did we lose you?
No. No, you just hit it.
What is so fucked up that you did that so bad?
Oh, there's a few things.
Nothing is unforgivable.
I believe that, but I just, with all the work that I've done, it just seems like I keep coming back to almost hurting myself by not moving forward. And I feel it's because I, like you said, maybe I'm not convinced that I'm a good person.
That's where guilt comes from. Guilt is I did something wrong.
Yeah.
I'm guilty. And then shame is because I did something wrong, I'm a bad person. When you look at like the emotional scale, shame is like the second to like the bottom. It's like a bottom feeding emotion. It really has no purpose other than to create such a juxtaposition of what you don't want that eventually becomes a catalyst for you to break through. That's really the only purpose of shame. Other than that, it doesn't really have a purpose. It's like a bacteria. Right? Like it doesn't have a purpose, really, other than to make you so uncomfortable that you move. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that's, I mean, I feel like I'm...
So you actually like where you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there. And that is why you're there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself the question, am I willing to admit that I could be a good person? And if that's the case, can I, if I can't forgive myself, would I at least be willing to speak in the direction of forgiveness towards myself? I'd be willing. Because willingness, way more powerful.
And I've, you know, in my mirror work, I've done that. I do that. That's where I end up. And I'm telling myself that, you know, I'm a good person. I have a good heart. My intentions are good.
Not believe you're a good person and tell yourself you're a good person. You go, bullshit. I'm not talking about what you say to yourself to soothe yourself temporarily. I'm talking about on a belief level. Be willing to believe that you could be a good person at a deeper level than what you say to yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
That's... Because like mirror work without changing the belief is like, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. And the pattern goes bullshit. No, you fucking don't.
And that's, yeah, that's where I'm stuck.
The real question is why do I not believe that I love myself? And the answer is because I think I'm a bad person, which is probably some version of childhood criticism coming back to frame your lens for your life.
Yeah, that's totally true.
So do you want to be victimized by your criticism or do you want to grow from it?
I want to grow.
Cool. So if you want to grow and you really want to grow.
Right.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true. I want to grow.
Can you be willing to admit that you could be a good person?
Yes.
And could you be willing then to also feel the sadness associated with the guilt of thinking, misthinking that you're a bad person? Because that's the work. You have to have an emotional experience. You can't think yourself out of it.
I feel like I've been having a lot of emotional experiences around it. So
my question though, would you be willing to feel the sadness associated with the guilt of misbelieving that you're a bad person?
Yes.
Get ready, girl.
Oh, boy.
What's the worst that will happen? What's the worst?
The worst that would happen. If I allow it, I don't know that there would be a worst.
I know that you don't know, but the pattern says if I feel my feelings, something will happen.
Yeah.
I'll die. Some version of that.
Oh. I'll finally live a big life.
Well, yes, that's what that's. That's the same part of you that says, I love myself. And the pattern's like, fuck you. No, you don't. I'm asking the pattern the question, which is, what's the worst that would happen if you feel your feelings? It's unconscious. It's irrational. There's no goddamn sense.
A breakdown of emotion.
And I'm assuming, based on that patterning, that the pattern believes that if I'm emotional, I will be criticized.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
So what if I can be emotional and safe?
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. So now we know why you feel this way. Because you think it's unsafe to feel your emotions, which is kind of like saying, I don't really think it's safe to breathe, so I'm just going to hold my breath until I pass out. And I wonder why I pass out all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So where could you go for emotional sustenance and emotional nurturing to share some feelings and not be judged?
I have a few people. Unfortunately, not my family.
A few hundred people?
A few hundred people?
I think so.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. The answer's right in front of you.
Yes, I know. They've been wonderful. I just find it hard to...
It's hard.
Open up.
It's hard. It's going to be hard. But you know what's harder? Not opening up.
Absolutely.
Right? So let's celebrate this emotional threshold that you've hit where you're sick and fucking tired.
Yeah.
And know that it's safe to share. And what I'd encourage you to do is hop onto the Facebook group and say, hey, here's my outcome. I'm in the process of forgiving myself. So to do that, I want to share some of the sadness and the shame, not so that we can make it bigger, but because it's like, I need to share this.
Let it go.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
And watch. Watch. You will absolutely be safe. And that is the process. So the emotional honesty is how you heal.
Yeah.
And all the work that we do in this program is designed to kind of squeeze you to get you to this place.
Yes, I've felt the squeeze, Manston. I've felt the squeeze.
Good. Awesome. So, can I get a fist bump?
Yes.
Awesome. That's awesome work, and I'm proud of you. Just know that you're in a safe place. And you know what? Last thing I'll say, you said, it's not my family. I'm not even sure how people in your family. Let's just say it's a large family of 12 people. They're like in a close circle, okay? You have hundreds who are here that want to support you. Go to where the love is.
I will.
All right?
I will. Thank you so much.
Proud of you. Awesome. You're welcome. Awesome, awesome.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.